Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. Check 1, 2.
So, first of all, thank you very much for taking your time for this interview. You're since a couple of months on tour, I think.
Yeah, years I would say. But I've done I'm constantly on the road, but it's for multiple purposes. So I released some EPs, two EPs, but one was only released in the Benelux and the other was released worldwide. And since the release of the first one 2 years ago, my career actually started and I am on the road ever since. Yeah.
And how's the tour living so far? Is your brother always with you?
Not always, no. I cannot afford him. He's already too expensive. I think I like bits of it and I don't like other bits of it.
And when Rami accompanies you, he never annoys you like sometimes siblings do.
Not really, you know, we had that when we were smaller, of course, but now we get along very well, and he takes most of my pictures and he makes videos for me, so and he really knows how to he just knows me. He just knows what my music's about.
And I think it's always precious to know you have someone with you who knows how you act and react, no?
Absolutely, yeah. It makes the core more strong, which is very important.
You just recently dropped your album called Amir, and I was wondering, because you also studied classical music, did this help you at some point with this first album?
I only did it for like 2 years, which, yeah, but it was when I was very small. I was 10 years old, and I did some classical piano, and it was the first time I really consciously was playing music. Before that, I already sang, you know, I sang all my life, but it was just singing along with whatever my mom was listening to. Yeah, I don't know if it helped me. It sure helped me in knowing that classical wasn't for me, even though I love classical music. I mean, I just love music and I love the history of music and I love listening to all kinds of music. But for me, playing music, I didn't enjoy the goal, chasing the goal of playing something as precise as possible. For me, the joy and the fulfillment in playing music, I found this through expression of feeling, and that changes every time I pick up an instrument. So yeah, chasing the preciseness in of the notes and all that, I don't know, that wasn't for me. So that's why I shifted towards making my own music.
So maybe some musicians will listen to this interview as well. And sure, you don't need to study music to create something beautiful, in my opinion. But would you say it can help you at least, or a bit?
I don't know, because you know, when you learn classical piano at a young age, it's not yet they're not yet explaining the theory behind the music. They're only learning. They're teaching you how to read notes, how to play them, how to, you know, read sheet music. and how to sit right, how to use your hands in the right way, how to, I don't know, all of those things, but they're not telling you, yeah, this comes from here, and you know, it's not the interesting stuff you have to find out by yourself anyway, so.
Yeah. And is there a certain song on the album that means a lot to you?
Oh, with every one of them, otherwise they wouldn't be on my album.
I saw you live for the first time in Montreux, and it was really, really breathtaking, really nice show. And I just saw the people in the audience were like hypnotized by you, and sometimes it felt like you were a snake charmer. And I was wondering, do you feel the same on stage, or what kind of feeling you have?
No, I think on my best days, I feel like the audience might feel, which is hopefully a transcendence, you know? And that happens when you really, when you're not thinking, when you're just lost in the music. So, yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I am the source of this transcendence. It's always the music, and it's always the exchanging of energy between me and the audience, and the audience and me. So and the band, of course, everybody involved, everybody in the room. And I think I'm just a vessel for the music, but it's not me that's the snake charmer. It's the music itself, I would say, and also the willingness of the people to surrender to the music. Yeah.
And when people listen to your music, what do you think? With which part should they listen to your music? Is it more like the heart, the body, the mind, or soul?
Well, with whatever they want, I think. I think as long as they get something from it. I mean, I have my own theory, of course, that I don't think my music functions well as a background tune. Like when you have friends coming over for dinner, I don't think my music is the best thing to have in the background. Even though if you want that, I mean, that's fine. But I think the best way to listen to it is really to sit down and to dig into it. Firstly, feeling it, really feeling it, and then secondly, maybe analyzing it a bit further, maybe, and that you can do with the mind. And I think you might, you know, if you dissect it, you might see the layers, and because there are many, and I think you might find more and more within these songs, and more and more reflecting of yourself within these songs. So it's always I don't know. It's just about taking your time, and I guess it's the kind of music that needs a bit of devotion.
So I'm not sure if I should ask you the next question, but you have a lot of water on your pictures and also on your cover artwork from Amir.
Ah, yes, yes.
So I was wondering if you could choose an element which presents your personality the best. Which would it be? Like water, air, fire, earth, or all of them?
That's cool. I never had these questions. I'm happy you asked. I wouldn't know. I would guess water, because water seems like the most unpredictable of all elements, to me, at least. I don't know. Yeah. There's like the term, the deep waters or whatever, you know, there's a lot of water says depth, and I think that's maybe Yeah. Yeah, water, flowy water. You can drown in it as well.
Thank you, Tamino, for this interview. It was really nice, and have a great concert later on.
Cool.